In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. Sandwiches should not contain sand. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then, as everyone gathers at the sofa facing the TV, two giant hands scoop them up. It's a baby, who drools as he looks at them. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Next on Comedy Central, an all-new South Park!
I hear those kids' voices are done by grown-ups.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I just wonder how they keep it so fresh after 43 episodes.
I can't believe we paid to see a band with Steve Guttenberg, Calista Flockhart, and Farty the Crippled Robot.
Look who's in my fart, OJ.
I'm gonna kill you all.
Cartoon violence! Cartoon violence!
Now I'm gonna find the real killers.
Kids, that cartoon's not life-affirming. We're going to watch a show about the everyday problems of angels.
Now, back to good heavens.
Jesus called today.
He did?
I'm bored.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's tie a string around a fly.
Cool. Do you think bugs feel pain?
If they don't, I've wasted a lot of my life.
I wish I could fly. Then I'd be the most popular kid in school.
Knowing you, you'd mess it up somehow.
The fly looks around with its black and white vision and spots a sandwich on the kitchen table in Flanders' house. He zooms through the open window and heads straight for the food.
The fly's stuck in Flanders' house!
I'll go contact the nearest adult!
There's no time. We're going in.
Whoa! My eyeglass repair kit!
Let it go.
The thread ends inside a cat's mouth.
Well, what do you know? Cats eat flies.
Sometimes I wish a cat would eat me.
Dude, we're in Flanders' house. Unsupervised.
Wow, let's go nuts! Bright, brighter, brightest, off. Bright, brighter, brightest, off.
A Simpson family photo.
These losers are out of peanut butter.
I know how to make some. Peanuts, butter. Now we just put the top on.
Hey, I didn't get where I am putting tops on things.
A bunch of grapes.
Now let's make jelly. I feel like Lou Silver Medalist Barbara Niedenhuber.
Riding a wheeled TV table, they career downstairs into a room signposted Beware of God, Children Keep Out. It's filled with Beatles memorabilia.
Wow, Mr. Flanders is really into the Beatles.
What are the Beatles? They wrote all the songs on Maggie's baby records. John Lemon, Orange Harrison, Paul McIce-T, Mango Starr. Hey, Bart, how about a blast from the past?
A 40-year-old novelty beverage? Hand it over.
They eagerly gulp down the soft drink, but drop the cans and clutch their tummies looking queasy. Bart spaces out and imagines Milhouse as all of the Beatles, then as a naked John Lennon kissing Yoko Ono.
Oh, yellow matter custard dripping from a dead dog's eye.
I don't feel so fab.
Well, the folks at the senior center sure will love that peach tree we planted.
I wish we could see their happy faces.
Sin of pride, Roddy.
I'm sorry.
Sin of regret.
Inside, the house is a mess.
The house is slightly askew to the panic room!
Once in the panic room, Flanders presses a button marked police.
Daddy, I'm scared!
Scared of what? All the funny camp songs we're gonna sing? We'll be safe inside our fortress when they come. We'll be safe from creeps and killers when they come. Unless they have a blowtorch or a poison gas injector, then I don't know what'll happen when they come.
Okay, home invaders, we don't want to hurt you.
We just want to talk.
Well, if you just want to talk, why don't we talk about Eddie sleeping with my ex-wife?
I thought the divorce was final.
When is a divorce ever final?
Yeah, all right, let's just move in.
Looking panicked, Bart and Milhouse hide behind a miniature yellow submarine cutout.
All right, perps, we know you're in here somewhere.
Bart and Milhouse pick up the cutout and try to slip away, but walk straight into a drum kit.
Well, well, well. Looks like a couple of punks are going to be taking the last train to Clarksville.
That's the monkeys, Chief.
Go wait in the car.
Fine. It was the monkeys.
Please don't call our parents.
I'm afraid I have to for hijinks like these. Hijinks. It's a funny word. Three dotted letters in a row.
Is it hyphenated?
It used to be. Back in the bad old days, you know. Of course, every generation hyphenates the way it wants to. Then there's NSYNC. What the hell is that? Jump in any time, Eddie. These are good topics.
Oh, Ned, I am so sorry.
I never knew you were such a Beatles fan.
Of course I am. They were bigger than Jesus. But your boy went Yoko and broke up my collection.
Hey, boys will be boys.
I am so tired of that tautology.
It's not all his fault. I blame this latchkey kid.
People, calm down. Both these kids are total write-offs. I assume you're pressing charges because I get paid by the charge. Oh, our courts aren't fit to keep children in line. The only thing they're good for is telling women what to do with their bodies. What these boys need is adult supervision.
You are so right, Ned. There won't be a single minute where Bart's not under the watchful eye of myself or Homer. Get over here.
Look at me. I'm Brian Epstein. I'm Michael Jackson. I own all your songs, losers.
Here's some supervised activities we can all do together. Future veterans of foreign wars. The 5-H Club.
5-H?
They had to admit homosexuals.
How come I'm not doing this stuff with Milhouse?
You won't be seeing Milhouse for a while. Something about that boy just shakes up your soda. Well, this looks interesting. The preteen Braves.
Hey, these freaks do a lot of cool stuff. Cookouts, hayrides, bowling.
Just like real Indians.
Dad, maybe you could lead Bart's tribe.
You mean like some sort of madman?
Ideally, no, but...
I'll do it! I am Homer, tribal chief. I am wearing tiny briefs. Braves teach values boys should know. Now extended drum solo.
Bart, Ralph, Data, and Nelson are sitting in a circle, wearing Native American headgear, while Homer, who's wearing the full costume, beats his drum and also the boys' heads.
Hey! I will now give each of you your specially selected tribal name. Pick one.
I am Burger with Fries. Man, is that uninspired.
Let's see. What Native American activity should we do? Making wallets, faking crop circles, respecting nature. Jeez, no wonder these guys lost the Civil War.
Hey, lazy horse, find us something cool to do.
The noble chiefs outsmarted the treacherous cowboys with a 7-yard screen pass. Unfortunately, after further review, the great father in the sky determined that the receiver's moccasins were out of bounds. I shall bet no more forever.
I don't think Dad is accurately portraying Native American life.
Yeah, Indians don't sit around drinking beer and watching TV.
I smell smoke.
Without the talking stick, we don't hear you.
I smell smoke.
Outside, Marge and Lisa are making smoke signals.
I see you Braves received our smoke signal.
Wow.
Neato! Awesome.
Oh no, the Pawnee have returned. They probably want their souls back.
Wow, Mom, I wish you were our tribe leader.
Hail to our new chief, the surprisingly hot Mrs. Simpson.
Well, thank you. I'm going to make sure you boys have the best possible preteen brave experience.
But I was chosen by the Great Spirit to teach these young Braves the ways of the antelope and the ear of corn, which we call maize. That's the papoose... I'll be at most talking normal.
Nelson? Leggings?
No way! If my old man sees me in these, he'll kill me!
You haven't seen your dad in years.
Hey, today might be the day.
Nelson?
Papa? Is that you? You came back from the store!
Who's he talking to?
Let's admire Nelson's love of nature.
Papa, never leave me again.
All right, everyone inside, let's go. Our nature walk will be hosted by a full-blooded Native American. Say hello to Jim Proudfoot from the Mohican tribe.
Mohican? I thought you guys were all gone.
No, but we encourage the myth. Chicks really dig you when you're the last of something.
Ah, are we on Indian land?
It once was. My tribe's land stretched from that crusty burger down to Gary's waterbed warehouse.
Wow!
The Great Spirit blessed us with beauty and abundance.
Proudfoot remembers the land as it once was.
The land gave birth to the trees. The animals frolicked in the waters. And the wind was so gentle it would tie your shoes for you. But that harmony has been shattered. And now the land weeps.
They look at the land now, which is full of rubbish. Homer's about to do some fly tipping.
Hey, treadmill! How do you like this incline?
He spots Marge shaking her head.
I'm giving it back to the earth.
What are we gonna do to that field?
Clean it!
And why are we gonna do it?
Liberal guilt!
Yay!
I'm so proud of what you guys are doing, I even tipped off the local paper.
Yeah, she sure did. And I've already got the perfect headline. Activity participated in by some. Hey, that's great.
Let's go, boys. Make sure you use pine saw on those pine trees for that pine fresh smell.
Papa?
Oh, for God's sakes, I can see why he left. Now all of you, get cleaning!
They race up the bank, only to find the land's been restored to its former glory.
Hey, some jerks cleaned our field!
It's awful! It looks like Wisconsin!
I hereby declare this area cleaned up by the cavalry kids! Whoops, ooh. It was already dead.
The flagpole pierced a tortoise.
Boy, I got up on the wrong side of the futon today.
Cavalry kids? That's pathetic.
We're the bad boys of non-denominational community youth groups. Well, surely there's room in this town for two well-meaning juvenile associations.
Yeah, but the Girl Scouts already control the South Side.
Then I guess this means war.
The two groups stare each other out.
Will you be my mommy? You smell like dead bunnies.
Those cavalry kids are bigger credit hogs than the Red Cross.
I must disagree, Mrs. Bart. They've painted this town with a fresh coat of give-a-hoot.
Well, you ain't seen nothing till you've seen the preteen Braves.
Preteen Braves? Is this another of those youth groups that apes the cultures of those indigenous peoples you invaded and destroyed?
Exactly. The preteen Braves.
At Springfield Retirement Home, Grandpa Simpson and the other residents are being entertained by both the preteen Braves and the cavalry kids. The two groups end up competing with each other, vying for the old people's attention. Both groups are now running soup kitchens. The Braves are building a domicile for the destitute, but the cavalry kids' bulldozer pushes it out of the way, towing a ready-built home into place.
Hello, I'm heavyweight champ Dredderick Tatum, here to issue a challenge to the youth groups of Springfield. Whichever one of you sells the most candy will be honorary bat boys at the next Isotopes home game. Proceeds will go towards keeping people like me off the street. I can't help myself. Punch and grope, punch and grope. It's all I was taught.
This is a perfect opportunity. We'll beat those cavalry kids by selling candy.
I'm a brick!
We will crush you and smother your dreams. Yours in Christ, the cavalry kids.
Bart, you are an excellent peacetime chief. But these times call for men of cruelty. Oh, it's too tight. Take it off, take it off, take it off! Men of cruelty.
Milhouse is asleep in bed when the Braves head for his garage, which has Buy Your Candy from the Cavalry Kids written on the front. Homer finds the candy boxes inside.
Okay, Mark, back up the truck.
Mr. Leonard, Mr. Carlson, would you like to buy some candy bars for charity?
Sure. We're just going to buy the same candy inside the store, but for less.
Oh, man, that went south quick. I gotta find a bathroom.
Your candy is tainted. The Bat Boy prize is forever beyond your reach.
Candy for sale. Get your unpoisoned candy.
It's laxative-free for today's lifestyle.
Melts in your mouth, not in your pants.
Greetings, fellow Springfielders. It gives me great pleasure to announce the group which has sold the most candy. Could everyone please lean forward expectantly?
He opens the envelope.
The Cavalry Kids!
Yes!
Oh, the indignity!
Wait a minute! How could those stupid jarheads win?
Who'd want candy filled with laxatives?
Holy moly, I'm moving like Ginger Rogers!
Looks like this is one time the Indians didn't win.
Well, that's it. They've beaten us.
At least we made a lot of people sick.
Well, I'm not finished. Where does it say we have to be gracious in defeat?
It's on the back of our vests.
Marge, remove that stitching.
Son, your success has inspired me. I'm gonna take that bartending course, including today's lighter drinks. VIP? That's us!
People will do anything a sign tells them.
A drink duff sign.
Boy, that slaked my thirst. Or did it?
A second sign.
Dad, we're gonna be late for the game!
Do you have $5 for regular parking? 'Cause I don't!
Welcome, fans of America's favorite pastime, baseball. Here to perform the national anthem are today's honorary Bat Boys, the Cavalry Kids, led by Milhouse Van Houten.
After this prank, everyone's gonna hate those cavalry clods as much as we do.
Oh, say can you see, back in row double Z, that the team
is an outrage. The Cavalry Kids must hate America.
Hey, show some respect. My dad died in some war.
You call this a large beer?
The real Cavalry Kids arrive.
It's a hoax. I'm the real Milhouse. Time to knock off this knockoff.
Pound him, Milhouse.
You talk pretty tough for a man without health insurance.
I'm on federal assistance. Ah! You lay off my girlfriend's ex-husband.
Chase tackles Homer to the ground, only to have Barney leap on top of him. Everyone piles onto the field, and it becomes a full-on brawl.
Jeez, I don't remember this much bad blood when I was a cavalry kid.
I was a preteen brave.
Ow! I sang at your wedding.
Yeah, the best is yet to come. Real original.
Mo.
Oh, jeez. How did this happen?
All I wanted was to glue feathers on felt and teach the boys good citizenship. And now it's a Donnybrook!
Caught on TV camera.
Oh, my God! That's my wife! And she's crying!
Oh, Lassie, dry your tears!
Then show us your boobs!
Ow! Ow! God, help me!
Dear God, why are we fighting?
I ain't doing any fighting.
Let us end this mindless violence and join our hands in song.
Aye, not a hymn to war like our national anthem, but a sweet, soothing hymn like the national anthem of Canada.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true North strong and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Well, Bart, we've learned that war is not the answer.
Except to all of America's problems.
Amen.